Shalom to all! Today we're going to be starting a brand new Masechta of Maseches Tainis and Talmud Yerushalmi. And just as we're starting this Masechta together, we should be going to finish it together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And today's daf and the entire Masechta are sponsored by Ilui Nishmas, so Isha Chashuva, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now the word Tainis means fast, as in like a fast day. And although we have a number of fast days, Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, those are the main ones and others as well, the majority of this Masechta is about a completely different type of fast day. As we know, Eretz Yisrael is extremely dependent on rain. Rain is an absolute must for the crops to grow and to refill the water reservoirs, and when there isn't enough rain, Chazal dictate what we have to do, when, and for how long. And if the lack of rain persists and drought intensifies, a major feature of what's done is the series of fast days observed, which bring the Yidden to Tshuva Shlema, crying out for Rachamim, and hopefully the Yeshua. Now the Masechta begins by discussing our mention of rain in Shemayna Esrei, and that's what the Mishnah tells us, Me'im Asayim Azkirin Gevuros Geshamim, from when do we start mentioning Gevuros Geshamim, which is referring to Mashiv Ruach Marad Hageshem. We're not asking for rain in Mashiv Ruach. We're just mentioning Hashem's great Gevura, that he causes the wind to blow and the rain to fall. So when during the year do we start mentioning this? So we have Machlokes, Reb Elazar says, Miyantav Rish Shachag, from the first day of Sukkot already, whereas Reb Shua says, Miyantav Ha'achron, the last day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres. Now Reb Shua says, Ha'el V'enang Shom Sim Bracha B'chag, since we know that rain is not a good sign on Sukkot, the Gemara Masechta Sukkot tells us that when it rains on Sukkot, it's like Hashem is telling us, I don't want your mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. So it's definitely not a good simen. So why would one mention rain on Sukkot at all? And this is a question Rabbi Shua is asking Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar told him, Afu in Omer el Mashiv Ruach Marad Hageshem be'oinosai. All he's saying is that Hashem causes the wind to blow and the rain to fall in its proper time, whenever the proper time happens to be, which is a little bit after Sukkot. And to all persons mentioning on Sukkot is that Hashem causes it to fall in the proper time, but not that we're actually asking for rain to fall. So Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Elazar, if that's so, if that's really the explanation, then a person should always be able to say Mashiv Ruach, and we know that that's not true. That if it's during the summer and we're not supposed to be saying Mashiv Ruach and one says so, he actually has to repeat Shemayna Esrei, and therefore Rabbi Elazar's reason is not valid. Says the Gemara, Ma'im Sam is getting gross Gisham Vuchulu, and he referred to clarify times Rabbi Elazar, what's Rabbi Elazar's reasoning? Alidei Sharbas Aminim Halal Ugdel Malmayim, since the four minim that we shake on Sukkot, Lulav Esrek Hadassim and Aravais, they'll grow needing water, and they're dependent on water, Lefika Chain Bun Prakletil Mayim, therefore they come as the advocates for water. That's what a proklet is, even in modern day Hebrew, and advocate. We know that on Sukkot we're judged regarding the rain that's going to fall, and so therefore these four minim come as a praklet, as an advocate, that we should have good rainfall this upcoming year. That's what we're going to say Mashiv Ruach already starting at the beginning of Sukkot. Davar Acher, another explanation of Rabbi Elazar is that Bishasho Eved Mishamish is Rabbi Kol Tzarchoi, at the time that the Eved is serving his master all that he's supposed to do, so Tevei Parasim Menu, he asks for or demands for his reward from him, and since we're doing all these wonderful mitzvahs on Sukkot, the Eved, which is the Yidden, are so to speak asking for their reward by mentioning rain. So I'm like, Rabbi Shu told Rabbi Elazar, that's not true, because V'aloi Mishasho Eved Mishamish is Rabbi Kol Tzarchoi, it's not that when the Eved does what he's supposed to, then he asks for his payment, his wages, his reward. It's only after he does what he's supposed to, and his master is happy with the work that he did, only then he's able to ask. So that's at the end of Sukkot, not at the beginning of Sukkot. And the Rach, another thing, is the Eved only asks for his reward close to when he wants to receive his reward. And since we don't want rain at the beginning of Sukkot, why would he be mentioning rain at the beginning of Sukkot if we only want it afterwards? Now, Tanu, we have another brisa, which brings up the same machlokes. Reb Elazar says, Mishas Netilas Lulav, then we start mentioning Mashiv Ruach from the time of taking the Lulav, which is the first day of Sukkot, whereas Reb Shua says, Mishas Hanichoi, from the time of placing it down. So Gemara points out, Aldai Tedo Dein Basraya, according to the second member that we just mentioned, this new brisa, he dat Reb Elazar Kadmiyasa, he dat Achriyasa. That which Reb Elazar said in the beginning, meaning in our Mishnah, and that which he said at the end, which is his brisa that we just quoted, is the same exact thing, that we start saying Mashiv Ruach the first day of Sukkot. But Machal Shitas Reb Yeshua, it's a steer and Shitas Reb Yeshua, because Tamanu Amar Yontav Achroin, over there in the Mishnah, he said we start saying Mashiv Ruach by Yontav Achroin, which is Shmini Atzeres. But Vahachu Amar Mishas Hanichai, over here he's saying at the time of putting down the Lulav, which is Hayshana Rabbah, that's a day earlier. So there's a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa in Shittas Rabbi Yeshua. So Rav Mana answers no. Shekaliyam Kasher Lulav. Since the entire day is kosher for shaking Lulav, if a person didn't end up shaking Lulav in the morning of Hayshana Rabbah, so he still has entire day to shake Lulav, so really all of Hayshana Rabbah is the same. So Hanichai, by placing down the lulav is at the end of Hashanah Rabbah, so really there's no stira. Ask the Gemara, fine, so v'yazkirim be'erev, mention Mashiv Ruach in the evening, meaning Matzei Hashanah Rabbah, which is Shemini Atzeres by night, in Eretz Yisrael, that's also Simchas Torah, that's when we should say Mashiv Ruach, not the next day, and the answer is no, let's call Amataman, not everyone's there. So we say, fine, v'yazkir b'shachres, mention it by shachres. Why are we waiting till Musaf to say Mashiv Ruach? And the answer is, Afu Sarer Shemres Kirim Be'erev V'Uhav Midkar. He's going to think that they mentioned the evening, and then he's going to remember what's this talking about. So this is referring to a fellow who wasn't in Shul Lel Shmini Atzeres. He's going to show up Shachres time. Everyone's going to say Mashiv Ruach, and he's going to think to himself, wow, I missed Mashiv Ruach last night. They really started saying it already Lel Shmini Atzeres. And then the next year, he's going to remember that, and then he's going to say Mashiv Ruach already Lel Shmini Atzeres. And he's not going to realize that they really only started saying it by Shachris. And so we're just going to say it by Mosaf. How is that going to help? Since this person who just showed up to Shachris and he wasn't there last night by Myriv, he's going to see that they didn't say anything by Shachris. Kadmiyasa means the first time, meaning by Shachris. And they're mentioning it only later on by Mosaf of Shmini Atzeres. So Afu Yedesh Leizkirim Be'erev, then he's going to realize that they definitely did not say Mashiv Ruach last night, because by Shachris they didn't say Mashiv Ruach, they only said it. By Musaf, it must be that we start saying Musaf time. And Amar Rav Chiya Remeria, Rav Chiya Remeria told him, this is what Rav Yonah, your father, asked about it, and this is what he answered as well. And at the Aleph and Beis on the top, we continue discussing Mashiv Ruach. Rav Chakai says, B'shem Rav Pidos, Aser liyachil hazker ad sheyazker shleach tzibur. It's aser for an individual to say Mashiv Ruach until the shleach tzibur says it. And we know that's what happens in every shul. There's an announcement. We say, Mashiv Ruach Amar Degashem. It's an official statement. The Gabi usually makes an announcement that everyone should remember to say Mashiv Ruach. And until that announcement's made, an individual is not allowed to say Mashiv Ruach. Now, Simon says, B'shem Rav Shubin Levi, seemingly asking a question, B'shiluch Tzibur Adavar Tali? It really has to do with the Shliach Tzibur? It's not Tali on the Shliach Tzibur. So I'm Rav Mano Kum Rav Chagai. Rav Mano now said in front of Rav Chagai, Ma'u Palig? Where Rav Shubin Levi argues with this? We all know that Mashiv Ruach is Tali on the Shliach Tzibur, so what's being asked? So I'm really responding to him, Loi, he's not arguing. Well, actually, they're talking about two different things. Dodat Amar B'shiluch Tzibur Adavar Tali, that was you said that it's Tali on the Shliach Tzibur. However, Yachid Imratzal Hazkir, Mazkir, that if a Yachid wants to say it by himself, even without the Shliach Tzibur, he could say it, and that's what Rav Shimon Levi was talking about. That's bital. It's referring to tal, as in Mayrid Hatal, which is what all Nischais, both Sfard and Ashkenaz, say in Eretz Yisrael during the summer. They say Mayrid Hatal, and in Chutzar, it's usually just Nosach Sfard, which says it. So that, since it could be said all year round, that doesn't need wait for a Shliach Tzibur to make an official announcement, and that even a Yachid could say. However, V'dodat Omar, Asr L'Yachid Haskir Ad She'asker Shliach Tzibur, that which you said, that a Yachid is not allowed to mention before there's an official announcement from Shliach Tzibur, the Geshem, that's referring to Mashiv Ruach Amar Degashem, and so there's no machlokes between the two. One more thing regarding this, Kamal Tzloisa, if everyone got up to Davin and the Shliach Tzibur already had made the announcement, then a fellow walks into Shul and he didn't hear the announcement, it's not a problem, Kamishesh Shliach Tzibur, it's as if the Shliach Tzibur already mentioned it, and he's allowed to say Mashiv Ruach, no issue. Now we know that we say Mashiv Ruach and Marid Atal as well in the same bracha, which is the bracha of Gevurais, that's a bracha of Tchias HaMesim, the second bracha of Shemayna Esrei. So now the Gemara tells us, Kshim Shetchias HaMesim Chaim La'olam, the same way that when there's Tchias HaMesim, that's forever, Kachirev's Geshamim Chaim La'olam, so too when rain comes down, that brings life forever, and that's why they're in the same bracha. Now, Chir Rabba Shamalam and Adah, he learns from the following. The Pasuk tells us, Ichayenu miyoymayim, that he will bring us back to life after 2 days, Bayoym Hashlishi, Yikimenu Venechia Lafanov, on the third day, he's going to raise us up and we're going to live before him, Venida'a Nirdefol Adas Hashem, Keshachar Nochain Maitzai, let us know, we're going to work hard to know Hashem, like the dawn, who is coming out is most certain. And the key of the pasuk is really what is not brought in the Gemara, the Yavai Chageshem Lanu, Kamalkish Yare Aretz, as we see that being brought back to life has to do with rain. We continue discussing this, now connecting it to Tal, to do as well. And this has to do with a story that happened with Eliyahu Navi, not the Eliyahu Navi that comes to us by Seder night, even though really is the same Eliyahu Navi, but actually referring to the real original Eliyahu Navi, who was the Navi of Am Yisrael, he was the Rebbe of Elisha Navi. So there's a story that happened with him, that he went to Menachem Avel, wicked King Achav was there, and he was blaspheming Hashem, saying that which Moshe Rabbeinu had told us in the Torah, that if a person serves idols, it's not going to rain, that's really just a joke, because we serve idols, says Achav, and it rains plenty. So Eliyahu Navi got upset, and stand up for the honor of Hashem, he said a klala, a curse, that until I say, there's not going to be any more rain or dew. And that's what the Gemara quotes now, because if it says in the Pasuk, Vayimer Eliyahu Atish Mitosh V'Agilad El Achav, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, by the life of Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Amati Lefanav, before whom I stand, Im Yi Hashanim Ho'ela Talu Matar, Ki Im Lefi Dvari, there will be no Talu Matar, dew or rain these years except for by my word. So Eliyahu gave this curse that there's not going to be any rain or dew. Rabbi Rechi Amar, he tells us, Rabbi Yosef Rabbanin, the Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbanin argue about this. Chanam, one of them says, Bein al tal, bein al matar nishmaloi, that Hashem listened to Eliyahu and Navi's curse, both by tal and matar, and he stopped both of them. Whereas Zuchar, one of them says, al matar nishmaloi, val tal loy nishmaloi, that Hashem only listened to him regarding matar, but not regarding tal. Now, Mando Amar al matar nishmaloi, val tal loy nishmaloi, according to Mando Amar, that Hashem listened to him regarding matar, but not tal. How do we know this? Menadein cries from the following pasuk. Hashem told Eliyahu and Navi, Lech Royal Achav, go to Achav, ve'etna matar al pnei adama, and tell him that I'm going to send rain to the earth. And he didn't say tal in matar, so it must be that Hashem never listened to Eliyahu regarding tal, and that it always was, and it never stopped, and the only thing that stopped was the matar, was the rain. Whereas Mando Amar, ben al tal, ben al matar nishmaloi, according to Mando Amar, that Hashem listened to Eliyahu and Navi, both regarding tal and matar, echon hutar nedar shatal. So where do we see that his nether of tal was done away with? In other words, where do we see that Hashem once again started giving tal? So Rabbi Tanach Medrash, he tells us that Sovereign Meimar, they want to say the Beis Medrash, Neder Shuter Mechal Hutter Kulai. We have a concept by Nedarim that when part of a Neder is taken away, so the entire Neder goes along with it. And if there was a Hatter for his Neder regarding rain, as we just saw from the Pasuk, so Tal for sure came along with it. However, Istabai Meimar, those that say, Bibnashal Tsarfis is with the son of the Tsarfis. This actually happened earlier on than this original Pasuk that we quoted. At some point in time during this 3-year drought, Hashem sent Eliyahu to a Tsarfasi woman to live in her house, and she supported him, and her son had died, and Eliyahu davened Hashem to bring him back to life, and that's what the pasuk tells us. Vayikra al Hashem, and he called it Hashem. Vayimar, and he said, Hashem loikai, Hashem my God, hagam al almana asher ani muzgar ima hari oisel hamez zbena, have you also brought harm on the widow whom I live by her to cause her son to die? And so can continue showing us how Eliyahu actually brought the boy back to life, how there ended up being tchias hamesim, and as we're going to soon see, that tchias hamesim is connected to tal, so it must be that tal was brought back to the world. Now Amar Rabbi Rapazi tells us, what's the mashal to somebody who stole the doctor's bag, and as he's leaving, if the thief's son gets hurt, Chazar Etzai goes back to the doctor, and he tells him, Adonai Raifei, my master doctor, Rapeh has beni, heal my son. Amalas, the doctor tells him, go return my bag. There's all sorts of healing herbs and whatnot in there. So now I'll heal your son. That's what Hashem told Eliyahu. Undo this nether that you made regarding tal, because mesim can only be brought back to life with the tal. I'll bring the son of the tsarfis back to life once you're matir nether of tal. And the question is, how do we know that mesim are only brought back to life with tal, with dew? And that's because Shenemar, the pasuk says, your dead are going to come to life, my corpse is going to rise up, awake and call out in joy all those who rest in the dirt. Also reference to people who died. And why is that? Because the dew of oyreis is your dew, va'aretz refayim tapil, and the land is going to send out the refayim, the weak ones. And ma'avar's refayim tapil, what does that mean, that the land is going to send out the weak ones? Amar B'tanach Medraya explains, va'ara tafkida tafalet, that means the land is going to send out that which was deposited into it. Those are the weak ones, meaning the people who had already died, they were deposited, they were buried in the land, and now that we have this tal, so the land is able to send out those who were buried in it. And so we see that tal caused chiyas hamesim. Now continues causing a second shita, that Hashem did not listen to Eliyahu regarding the tal, and that never stopped. So Yaakov de Kfar Chanan says, B'shem Hashem and Lakish, why is that? So Hashem said, B'shasha asa Avram Zakenim Sertzoini, when Avram, their grandfather, meaning their ancestor, fulfilled my will, Nishbati Lai, I swore to him, She'eni mazes tal in Bonav Olam, that I'm never going to remove tal from his descendants. And Matam, what's the source for this? So the Pasuk tells us, Nishba Hashem V'lo Yinochem Ata Kayin L'Olam, Hashem is sworn and will not give in, you will be a Kayin forever. This is referring to Avram, and Uksiv Taman, it says over there, this is referring to the Pasuk beforehand, L'cha Tal Yaldu Secha, because of you, that's what L'cha means over here, because of you, there's going to be Tal for all of your descendants. And then when the next Pasuk says that Hashem made a Shavuah, we say that that's going back on the previous Pasuk, namely there will always be Tal for the Yidin, and Hashem's never going to take it away. Now, a different source for this, Amar Yehuda Bar Pazi, he tells us, B'daitki Nisat V'laviyem, Yitzchak said, I gave it as a gift to their father, referring to Yaakov. Where does it say this? V'yitin L'cha Elokim Tal Shemayim V'goymer, and Hashem should give you from the Tal HaShemayim, and this is what Yitzchak had given Yaakov, and that's something that can be never taken away from the Yidin. On to Bezom Alpha, on top, something similar, Amar Shul Bar Nachman, he tells us, B'shashay Yisrael B'ayin L'dei Averis Ma'asim Ra'im, when the Yidin come to Averis and bad deeds, Hagasham Netzarim, rain stops, V'ayin M'vin L'hem Zakin Echad, and they bring a Zakin, Kigayin, for example, Rabbi Yisi HaGlili, V'hu Mavgiyah Ba'adam, and he davens for them, U'miyad Gisham Yardim, and then Gishamim comes down, Aval Tal, but regards to do in a Yard B'Shvil Beria, it doesn't come down because of a person, because of any creation, Ma'atam, what's the source for that? The Pasuk tells us, K'tal Me'is Hashem Kirvi Aviv Mali Esev, Asher Lo Yikav Le'ish V'Lo Yachal Bnei Adam. So the Pasuk speaks about Tal, and it tells us Lo Yikav Le'ish, that it doesn't hope for a man or wait for a person. So we see that Tal has nothing to do with tefillos of a person or how great or chash of a person is. Rather, Tal is always going to be coming down. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss rain. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.